Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Wherever you're listening from, I pray that today's devotional will encourage your heart and strengthen your faith. Today's devotional topic, when God expands your capacity. And our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2-3, which says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch your tent curtains wide, do not hold back. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left." Let's begin with a powerful story from the Bible about expansion and capacity. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1-7, a widow came to the prophet Elisha in distress. Her husband had died, and creditors were coming to take her two sons as slaves. She had nothing left except a small jar of oil. Elisha asked her an unusual question. "What do you have in your house?" She replied, "Nothing, except a little oil." Then Elisha gave her an instruction that sounded strange. "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few." She obeyed. She gathered many jars, closed the door, and began pouring oil. Something miraculous happened. The oil kept flowing until every jar was full. When there were no more containers left, the oil stopped. Think about that for a moment. The miracle did not stop because God ran out of power. The miracle stopped because there was no more capacity to receive it. Isn't that powerful? What does it mean when God expands your capacity? Sometimes God wants to bless us more than we are currently prepared to handle. He wants to give greater opportunities, deeper influence, stronger character, bigger responsibilities, and greater spiritual authority. But first, He expands our capacity. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine." God's plan for you is bigger than what you are currently thinking. But here is the question for you this morning. Are you ready for the expansion God wants to bring into your life? Let's see how God expands our capacity. 1. God expands your capacity through preparation. Before David became king, he was a shepherd. Before he led a nation, he learned to lead sheep. Before he defeated Goliath, he defeated lions and bears in private. Luke 16 verse 10 says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." Sometimes we pray for bigger platforms, bigger influence, bigger blessings. But God is asking, what are you doing with what I've already given you? Are you faithful with your time? Are you faithful with your talents? Are you faithful with the small opportunities? Here is a word of encouragement for you today. If you are faithful in the small places, God will open bigger doors. Your preparation season is not a punishment. It is capacity building. 2. God expands your capacity through stretching. Expansion often feels uncomfortable. Growth stretches us. When God told Abraham to leave his homeland, it stretched his faith. When Peter stepped out of the boat to walk on water, it stretched his courage. When God calls you higher, He will stretch you beyond what feels comfortable. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" Let me ask you something today. Is God asking you to step into something bigger? Is He pushing you out of your comfort zone? Is He calling you to believe Him for something greater? So don't be afraid, because every stretch is preparation for expansion. And here is your encouragement today. If God is stretching you, it means He trusts you with more. 3. Your capacity determines how much you receive. Remember the widow and the jars. The oil stopped when the jars stopped. Imagine if she had gathered twice as many jars. The oil would have kept flowing. Sometimes God is ready to pour out blessings, opportunities, and breakthroughs, but we limit Him with small expectations. Psalm 81 verse 10 says, "Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." So today I ask you, how big is your expectation from God? Are you believing Him for small things, or are you trusting Him for things that require His power? God is not limited, but sometimes our thinking is. I sense strongly today that God is enlarging someone's capacity. He is enlarging your vision, influence, wisdom, opportunities, leadership, or spiritual authority. Isaiah 60 verse 22. When the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. So I declare over your life today, your capacity for success is expanding. Your capacity for wisdom is increasing. Your capacity for influence is growing. Your capacity for blessings is enlarging. You will not remain small where God has planned greatness for you. Time for reflection. Let me ask you a question to reflect on today. Where is God asking you to grow? Is it in your faith, your discipline, your character, your thinking, your vision? Take a moment today to honestly reflect on this, because the moment you increase your capacity, God can release more through you. Actions for the day. Today's action step is simple. Stretch your faith. Do one thing today that expands your capacity. And now, let's take our positive declaration of faith. Together, wherever you are, if you can, say this aloud with me. Today, my capacity is expanding. God is enlarging my vision, my faith, and my opportunities. I refuse to think small thoughts. I am prepared for the greater things God has planned for me. New doors are opening, new strength is rising, and new grace is flowing into my life. I step into expansion today in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day and for every person listening to this devotional. Lord, expand our capacity to receive everything you have prepared for us. Enlarge our faith, strengthen our character, and stretch our vision. Help us to be faithful in small things so we can be trusted with greater things. Today we declare that new opportunities, wisdom, and blessings are flowing into our lives. May this day be filled with favor, strength, and divine direction. We commit this day into your hands. Guide us, keep us, and grant us victories. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on Winning Everyday Podcast. If this devotional blessed you, please share it with someone, a friend, a family member, or a colleague who needs encouragement today. And remember, God is expanding your capacity. Get ready for greater things. Have a blessed and victorious day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.